This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Right now, millions of people have fled Ukraine, and there's just so much uncertainty over how it's all going to end. Lindsay Blessing, a missionary living in Lviv, joins us now. Lindsay, how are you feeling?
It has been a whirlwind of emotions. It is a lot of exhaustion physically, emotionally, spiritually. And there is just every day so many emotions.
You're not under attack, but there are a lot of displaced people, thousands of people fleeing to your city. Can you kind of paint a picture of what it's like at the moment?
It is. We live outside the city of Lviv. So I've heard from people in the city limits, in the downtown area, that it is just crammed with people. There are cars and people everywhere. A lot of people coming through in transit, just coming through the transportation hubs in Lviv, moving on to other places. But a lot of people coming here to kind of the most western point they can get to just kind of wait and see what happens and if they are going to be able to go back home.
What stories can you share of people helping each other out?
There are so many. It has really been amazing to see people just coming together. A small group of people from our church in Lviv have wanted to find a way to help out, and they discovered just massive lines of people waiting for hours in lines to get in and out of the train station. And they're exposed to the elements. And so this group of people at our church wanted to start ministering to those people, taking hot drinks to them, but they needed a facility close to the train station. They found a room for rent where they could set up some water pots and make tea to take over to the train station. And when they talked to the man about if they could rent the room and he found out what they wanted to do, he said, "You can have it free of charge. You can use it as long as you need to help these people at the train station." And there's just a lot of people. You know, we went and bought a bunch of supplies today at a store, and they could kind of tell by the supplies we were buying. The cashier said, "Are you volunteers helping people during the war?" And we said, "Yes." And they were like, "All right, you get a discount on your purchase." Wow. So there's a lot of people helping.
That's awesome to hear. From afar, we've been so impressed by your president's spirit, you know, staying in the country and adamant that Russia will not prevail. But when you talk to your friends, your family, how do they expect things might end?
They really don't know. I think they, because their country has been able to resist being taken over by Russia, the capital has still not been taken over, they feel that hope that maybe they can win this. But seeing the destruction in so many cities, there's just this uncertainty of, will we really ever be able to return home?
Are churches still gathering? Are Christians able to meet? And if so, is there still a strong sense of hope?
Absolutely. In Western Ukraine, churches are still gathering, still meeting. And, you know, I think it just depends on the group of people, on what may or may not have just happened before they gathered, that kind of, you know, affects the environment, the spirit of the people gathering. I know this last Sunday at our church, it definitely had a much more somber feel of people just really having heavy hearts. But really, I think because of that, just feeling that desire to gather together as a church and have their spirits built up and be reminded of the hope we have as believers, because the daily onslaught of just the horror the country is experiencing and the citizens are experiencing can really start to dampen your spirits. But gathering together just reminds you of the God we serve and the hope that he provides.
Lindsay, what can we be praying for you, for your parents who you're there serving with and your country, I guess?
I think the primary prayer for us and for the people of this country is just for strength, because it can be so exhausting every day, and we really just need a strength that can only come from the Lord. And also, you know, just for that comfort that God can only bring, the more people we encounter who have come from Central and Eastern Ukraine and have experienced firsthand the absolute horrors of this war, you really just see just the brokenness in their spirits and their hearts, that many of them who believe in God, they're clinging to their faith, but their hearts and spirits are just absolutely crushed by what they've witnessed, and just praying for that comfort that God can bring, of being reminded of who he is, and that we can have that absolute unshakable faith and trust in him, even in the midst of things like this.
Lindsay Blessing, a missionary in Ukraine at the moment, thank you so much for sharing the prayers of our team and of our listeners with you and the people of Ukraine. Thank you for coming on Hope Recce.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.